That's not to say that this only applies to Chinese students. It also applies to American students. I've seen American students, and most of them, unless they're very friendly and outgoing, they won't take initiative and make new friends. They tend to have their own little group of friends. And so I don't think it's a cultural thing. I think most people generally are just kind of shy to meet new people. And I think this is the main problem. It's a psychological thing where people are afraid to step outside their comfort zone. And I think, if somebody really wants to make friends with someone outside their circle of friends, they need to be not afraid of, making mistakes and not being afraid of being rejected. And I think that's very common with people. They're afraid of, being rejected. But that happens, and you just have to think of it as, oh, maybe that person just, had a bad day, or that this person just doesn't have the personality that I have, and just we just don't get along. But don't take it personally. So this is kind of like an interesting thing I've been thinking about, is that most of the problems are psychological. It's, oh, I don't have time, or oh, my language skills aren't good enough. It's, I think a lot of it is an excuse to justify why you can't do something, instead of saying to yourself, oh, I failed because I'm not courageous enough, or I'm not willing to take a risk. It's easier to blame it on something like language or culture. And for those Chinese students I know that have been successful, they just join a club on campus. But I also tend to notice their English is pretty good. And I don't know if it's because, their English is good because of that, they can integrate well, or they're not afraid to take risks, so they integrate first, and then eventually, when they socialize with these Americans, their English improves. I don't know which way it is, but I tend to notice the Chinese students who do this are also, I would say, are also on the periphery of their social group. That means they're not afraid to deal with people who are different from them, who are different from their own Chinese group, and they're not afraid of taking risks and be on outsiders. So I thought I just wanted to share this really interesting article I read about and trying to get access into a language community and some of my experiences and my observations of why certain people don't enter a language community and what someone can do to increase their chances of being successful. All right, thank you for listening.